Hi, I am Henry Rayenga, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we are talking about shaping a soul center around micro-church life. A soul center is not just a name. It is a ministry identity. It gives local expression to Christian calling, discipleship, care, prayer, hospitality, and leadership multiplication. When a soul center includes a micro-church, that micro-church should have a clear spiritual purpose, a real gathering rhythm, and a healthy connection to accountability. A micro church through a soul center may meet in a home, apartment, workplace, village, community room, or digital setting. It may begin with a meal, prayer, scripture, conversation, and care. But if it is becoming a church expression, it needs more than warmth. It needs clarity. First, the soul center should answer, what is our ministry purpose? Are we gathering families for discipleship? Are we reaching a neighborhood? Are we serving a rural village? Are we creating a place for prayer, Bible teaching, worship, and Christian community? Are we helping new believers grow? Are we developing future leaders? Second, the soul center should answer, who is responsible for spiritual leadership? A microchurch cannot be built only on enthusiasm. Someone must help guard the word, shape the gathering, guide prayer, welcome people wisely, and connect the ministry to oversight. That leader may need further training, endorsement, credentialing, or ordination, depending on the role and ministry responsibilities. Third, the soul center should answer, how will this gathering stay connected and accountable? A soul center microchurch should not become isolated. Healthy ministry needs mentorship, prayer support, wise reporting, and connection to Christian Leaders Alliance expectations where applicable. Accountability is not a burden. It is protection. Here is a simple example. A couple begins hosting a weekly meal and Bible discussion. Over time, people begin asking for prayer, discipleship, baptism, communion, counseling like care, and spiritual leadership. At that point, the host should not simply say, we are now a church. They should pause, seek mentorship, clarify purpose, connect to oversight, and discern whether a soul center microchurch structure is appropriate. A common mistake is treating registration or recognition as a formality. It is not. Registration helps clarify what the ministry is, who leads it, how it serves, and how it remains accountable. A soul center microchurch can be small and powerful, but it must be spiritually grounded, relationally wise, and responsibly led. When shaped well, it can become a local place of gospel renewal, Christian formation, and future leader multiplication.